Welcome to the Motivations Podcast with me, your host, Coach Mona. I am super excited today to have our special guest, April Bowie, and we're going to allow her to go ahead and introduce herself, who she is, and what she does. Hi, April. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, Miss Mona.
I am. Tell us about yourself. Go ahead and do your introduction.
Well, I am April Bowie, and I have a nonprofit called Butterfly Blessings, and it is to aid school-aged children with homelessness, and also we help children with period poverty, and that is, you know, just helping them with hygiene items and things that they need throughout the month. So that is who I am. I have a son. He is 20 years old. He's in college. And so that's pretty much who I am and what I do.
Excited. And when you told me about the non-for-profit, I was just super excited and just so happy to hear that someone has thought of the young girls who may need those toiletries or the menstrual pads and all of those things. And I even got a little emotional because I thought back to being, you know, a teenager and running out of pads and having to use tissue. It just warmed my heart to see that you have this organization that's going to help so many young women. So we are super excited for your new assignment, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. BB, Butterfly Blessings.
Yes,
what led you in the direction to start this type of non-for-profit? Anything in particular happened? Or?
Yes, I was working part-time at a women's shelter here locally in the area. And of course, we were helping the mothers, but I saw that the children needed care as well. We were given so much attention to the mothers. And then I thought, well, these children are going to school and, you know, they need school supplies and they need just as much care as the mothers. And I felt like they were being somewhat neglected. So I said, you know, this is just a need. I saw that it was a need. And I just tried to do it. So I wrote it out and
wrote the vision, made it plain.
That's what we talked about in what, 2018?
Yes.
And that's what you talk about all the time. And I wrote it out and I just decided to go with it because, like I said, I saw that it was a need, and that's where we are today, trying to make it happen.
Yes, and it is happening, and we are excited, and we are going to definitely support you in this endeavor. So it is Women's History Month, and so I wanted to know, give us one particular woman, past, present, who inspires you, who's your mentor or coach or, you know, someone you really look up to that has made an impact in your life.
I want to say both of my grandmothers, because they both left a legacy of love to us, to their families. And I think that's what you have to lead out is love. And that's, they didn't have the money, they didn't have land, they didn't have, you know, all these things that people claim that's a legacy. They had love. They taught us how to love, and they taught us how to give. And I think that is, those are the two people that I would say I still look up to this day. And also, I really didn't want to leave it just to them, but
I know it's hard for one.
Yeah, I think just people that you meet, like single moms that you meet and other strong women that you meet within the community that are doing things within your community. You know, I look up to those people as well. People that are already in the area that you want to be in, I look up to those people. I look up to you, Miss Mona, even though honestly we've never met, but you
In
are
person.
right. We've never met in person, but somehow we just clicked and we connected, and I appreciate your guidance. And I, like I said, 2018, and we've just, been friends and been connected ever since. So, yeah, just strong women in general, just people that you meet and you can connect with.
Yes, and thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Yeah, we've been rocking and rolling since 2018. You were one of my first journal clients, like my first in creating for other women, because I started with myself, and then I believe we met on Facebook. I want to say we met on Facebook, some type of connection there. And so we've just been going strong. You've been part of the mentorship program. You're part of the Women Working Division community for all these years. And so we just appreciate you. You're on some of the book collabs that we've pushed out last year. So we're just going strong. So for me to see you excelling in this new endeavor does my heart well to see that you are truly working your vision. Now, I also noticed that you are a part of a sorority organization, if you would like to share anything on those lines with your sorors or anyone.
Yes, I am a part of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and I'm actually really thankful to be a part of this organization because they do serve the community, and that's one reason why I decided to try to be a part of the organization, because I saw where they help within the community, and that's something that I love to do. I love community service. And that's something that they are big on, is community service and scholarship. And I'm a proud member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
All right, all right. And let's see, we're going to wrap it up with what? Let me see. Can you share with us what would you say to a young lady who has this big vision but lack the resources to fulfill it?
I would first say, pray first and consult God about what you want to do, just to make sure that you're on the right path. Seek out someone that's already in the area that you want to be in. Watch that person, glean from that person, and do your research. And just stay consistent in what you're doing. And stay on the path. Don't give up on your dream. If it's a dream, if it's something that you really want to do, people will see you trying and they will definitely help you. And just don't give up on your dream, because the resources will come. So if it's something that's needed within the community, the resources will definitely come.
Yes, and me and you can both attest to that. So write that vision, write it out, make it plain, and God will bring everything else together. And I always say, do what you can. Use what's in your hand, and everything else will fall into place. So you start small and then build from there. Yes. So thank you so much. This has been great. I'm sitting here, we're doing the podcast, and I'm thinking, April needs to go live more. You need to go live more. We need to see you. Yeah, we need to see you come on and encourage the people. Like, you have a voice, you have something to say, and there's someone who's waiting to hear from you. Okay, so I want you to keep that in mind. And then, with, of course, my next question, what is your favorite podcast?
My favorite podcast, of course, Miss Mona, is Monavations.
Thank you so much. This has been an honor and a blessing, and we will have to come back later, maybe in the year or next, or later in the year, just to see how everything is going with you and the organization. And we are definitely going to have the women come together and be a blessing to you and the organization. Do you want to share how we can stay in contact with you, or if anyone wants to donate, how would they do that? And we're going to have that in the description. You can find all of that information as well.
So, the website is www.butterflyblessings6.org. I do also have a page on Facebook, and it is Butterfly Blessings. And I also have a wish list on Amazon, and of course, it's Butterfly Blessings as well. So, I will make sure that Miss Mona has all of that information,
Yes.
and she can put it in her in the comments.
Awesome. So this has been such a blessing. Thank you again, April, and we look forward to seeing all that God has in store for you and all the many young girls that you are going to bless through your organization and your giving. We will talk to you next time. Toodles.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is sponsored by Amazon's best-selling author, Mona Williams. You can purchase any of her published works at www.amazon.com/author/Mona Williams.